formal mission of You Equals Me is stated as a movement of conscientious objectors to intolerance, or simply stated, a movement against intolerance. And the exploration of that statement really gets to what are the similarities between people? What do we all have in common? Why are we really equal as humankind? And that's what we're going to explore.
This podcast is about exploring conversational thoughts and interviews with extraordinary people living ordinary lives of well-being. Discussions on exactly what well-being means to people day to day, factors that can influence it both internally and externally. We glean insights on how to survive and thrive in feeling satisfied in life with a greater sense of purpose. Guest hosts bring fresh new outlooks and opinions from spirituality, science, worldviews, and standing up and speaking out for what's right.
It's pretty interesting. Man needs each other and planet Earth to survive. Check it out. I think you'll like what you hear.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to our You Equals Me podcast. Today, I want to thank our friends and family from around the world for listening. Thank you, Sylvia and Nikki in London. Thank you, Clint in Vietnam. Pietro and Paola in Italy, thank you. Kate in Australia, if you're listening. I miss our conversations. It's good to come together and support one another, especially now. Please join our One Worlders group. You can join at youequalsme.org and receive a free gift for signing up with us. In this episode, I want to talk about the colossal change we're all facing. My name is Cindy Jarvis. I'm your host today, coming from Seattle, Washington. This is your podcast, too, where we can share some interesting conversations about life, interview interesting people, and share our stories together. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for joining. Today, I want to address some of the stress and sorrow that people are feeling, and hopefully we can move through it a bit more gracefully together. We want you to know that you're not alone in this world, and we are here for you. We are in this all together. For those of you who are not familiar with You Equals Me, the You Equals Me organization includes all races, religions, cultures, genders with its message globally. We believe we're stronger together as one race. Please visit our website if you'd like some more in-depth information on that. Again, that's youequalsme.org. So, right now, in this time of great division, it feels like we're a motherless planet and we've been sent to our rooms, aka isolation. And we can come out whenever we are sorry. Sorry for killing each other. Sorry for racism and greed. Sorry for playing with nuclear weapons and putting people in cages. Or as my husband would say, man's inhumanity to man. We are witnessing ginormous changes coming, and we can feel the anxiousness in our very own communities. The other day, my son and I had to run to the UPS store, and my son was driving, and we had come to a stop sign, and he overshot the stop. You know how you're supposed to stop on the white line, either on or before when you come to a stop sign, the white line on the pavement. Well, he didn't do that. He overshot it. And there was a policeman coming to the intersection as well and definitely saw this. So, you know, the next thing, we're getting pulled over, my son's very first pullover, so he's a bit nervous. He rolls down his window and the police officer leans in with her face to talk to him about the sloppy stop. So she grabs his license, goes back to her car. And I said to my son, I said, you know, she's not wearing a mask. She's not wearing gloves. Her face is within inches of yours. And this really felt odd to me because, you know, I would think that police officers would be wearing masks. So we put on our masks, and when she came back to the license, you know, with his license, I'm thinking, oh, this is really great. You know, big couple hundred bucks for a ticket. Insurance is going to go up. But when she returned to the car, she handed him his license, and thank God she didn't give him a ticket. I don't know why she didn't, but she took the time to use the stop as a teaching moment. She was a very kind and caring person. She was really wonderful, and we were grateful. So we finished, you know, she talked to him about stopping, and she realized he was a young driver. But at the end of the stop, she put both of her hands on the door where the window was rolled down, and just sort of gave it a pat like you would pat somebody on the back, and then left. So we just sat there stunned by the whole thing. And then we wiped down the doors, wiped down the steering wheel, wiped down, you know, where her hands were touching. And I made my son wipe down his face and his hands. And by the time we got home, I was so disturbed by the whole thing. So I sent an email to the police department asking why officers weren't required to wear masks. I got a swift response, saying that, you know, masks were optional, blah, blah, blah. And then he thanked me for bringing this to their attention, and I expressed my concerns, and the police chief said they would readdress some of these issues. And, you know, I think they will. I think they probably have. It was a nice reply. But in the meantime, I posted this on my Nextdoor app, and I was really looking for some community support. I wasn't just ranting. I just had no idea people had such strong feelings about wearing a mask. And, you know, oh boy, did I open a can of worms. I had no idea. Several issues came up in my post I thought was interesting. Some thought I was bashing police now because police are all bad. And we know that's just not true because of a few bad apples. But my concern was more about protection. Some of the responses I got were just downright rude. I couldn't believe it. One neighbor wrote on my thread, "I think your little angel will survive this trauma. Should we set up a GoFundMe page for his PTSD therapy?" And I'm like, what? Really? That is very mean and unkind. He also called me hysterical. I was shocked. Of course, I did not respond to this type of behavior because I just don't. But plenty of people did. And the next thing you know, we're in a full-blown argument about masks and COVID. Lots of neighbors had nice things to say as well, but I did get that people are maxed out on stress right now. And, you know, I really miss normal. I know we all do. And I just didn't appreciate it nearly enough, you know. But we're not going back to normal. This could be our COVID thing for a while, and we don't even know what our immediate future looks like. Some of you may have heard this quote from Sonia Renee Taylor. Quote, "We will not go back to normal. Normal never was. Our pre-corona existence was never normal, other than we normalized greed, inequity, exhaustion, depletion, extraction, disconnection, confusion, rage, hoarding, hate, and lack. We should not long to return, my friends. We are being given a new opportunity to stitch a new garment, one that fits all of humanity and nature," unquote. Yeah, wow, that was a bit of an eye-opener for me. In these last couple of months, we have awakened, though, you know. We are awake now. And we applaud the voices of people, young people, standing up for each other around the world. And we need to make sure that we are here for one another on the path ahead. What we're witnessing is full exposure of our government, our institutions, and systems that no longer work. Change is definitely here. I say we do have to be honest with ourselves and shed some light on truth. And the truth is, we are indivisible, meaning undividable. We are equal. We've always been equal, and we will always be equal. We cannot not be equal. And we cannot let politics divide us, especially when it comes to our health and our equality. We have two titanic global issues uniting us in this very moment. True freedom comes from being honest about ourselves and who we are and how we survive. We're in the same country. We're in the same planet. We share the same things. We want the same things for our kids and our families. Our roads ahead are not going to be easy because change never is. In fact, change is the only thing constant in life, and yet it is so difficult. When we try to understand what change brings and some of the emotions that ride the rails with it, hopefully we can move more gracefully through it by the understanding of it. Our wish for today is to restore hope and be a beacon of light for the not so brightly lit trails ahead. We have three components in change that I think can help us move forward. Fear, trust, and acceptance. Let's start with unpacking fear. Fear is the ugly, nasty beast of uncertainty for sure. We fear the unknown. We fear the loss of control. The feelings of loss of control can also lead to anger. And anger is a hungry wolf that must never be fed. We have a lovely YouTube video on our website that's a tribal story about a grandfather who shares a story with his young grandson about life and choices. Hope you get a chance to check it out. It's really profound, I think. Anyway, fear is a great divider in laying blame. Greed, it's about hoarding. These are ways we discharge pain and discomfort, according to Dr. Brené Brown. Her book, Braving the Wilderness, is a great book if you haven't read it already. Fear is an emotion we've all faced in our lives, and for some of us, it has helped shape us. But fear brings emotional exposure and puts us in a vulnerable seat. The thing we need to realize is that vulnerability is not a weakness. Vulnerability is our path to courage. And when we allow ourselves to witness what we feel, we don't take it out on other people we love or shift it to anger. And more importantly, we can address how we're feeling by becoming more aware of our emotions. Our emotions are our guide, our lighthouse in the darkness. And we all have a spectrum of emotions because we're all human. Most of us have been accused of being too emotional when we speak about our feelings. But to empathize with others and how they may be feeling, we have a better understanding instead of vilifying another. It feels better when we thrive and we live healthier lives. We'll get past this uncertainty, but things will not be the same because fear needs sameness to keep itself safe. Anger is a feeling of helplessness and loss of control. But when we understand we're not powerless, I think it'll be a little less painful. We must be watchdogs on our thoughts in every day and every moment, and how we think shapes our future. We have so many new opportunities before us at this time. And this brings me to our second component, which is trust. A quote from Florence Covell Shinn quotes, "When comforted with a problem, he is assailed by the thoughts of doubt, fear, and despair. Then some of thought of truth will flash into his consciousness," unquote. The truth of who we are is connectedness. And when we feel despair, we need to trust ourselves that we're going to be okay. We need to remember that if we fall or fail, we can and will pick ourselves back up. We are all in this together, even though we may not be in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. This is a time when unity is threatened and man can no longer stand up for himself only. Another quote from Wisdom Along the Way, "A strong person stands up for himself. A stronger person stands up for everyone." And I believe this is true. We are stronger together and united strength is real. Now is the time to trust in our power as human beings. Trust in the power of love. The power of love has all the strength in the universe. And intentions coming from love can bring miraculous things to us. All we need to do is allow. And acceptance is our third component of change. And acceptance and reframing perspectives will help us adjust to this new normal. We all need to be beacons of hope for others. What we control, what we allow into our consciousness, we will seek out new ways of doing things, new ways of being. New jobs and innovations will be emerging. Community or common unity, a coming together to assist one another, is definitely what's needed now. We need to keep an open mind, and I love Frank Zappa, for those of you who might remember a quote from Frank Zappa. A mind is like a parachute. It doesn't work if it's not open, unquote. We can no longer be defined by our differences, because what this global pandemic is showing us is interesting. We need our medical staff. We need our grocery store workers. We need our local small businesses. We've relied heavily on our delivery people. And we need our diversity to survive, not only to survive, but thrive. Without diversity, we would all have less. U equals me is a realization of one consciousness, and we know that when one is standing in his or her own worth, there's no need to bully or hate. Humanity is our common identity. We can never stop being a good person because of bad people or a bad situation. In reframing our perspectives, changing our perceptions, we can and must object to intolerance and demand equality moving forward. Man is deserving of a good and decent life. All men, all people. It is also important to remember that we too have a responsibility in creating our own lives. Our thoughts are powerful things and need to be monitored on a daily basis. Negative thoughts or feelings are a powerful vortex as well. One negative or scarce thought attracts another, and thought controls our moods. Financial stress, job stress, health stress, it's all magnified now, so we need to be aware of others and their struggles. We also know that when you love yourself enough, you can let others be themselves without judgment or prejudice. In this pandemic and feelings of isolation, be the reason someone feels welcome, seen, heard, valued, loved, and supported. This is super powerful. Back to my Nextdoor story, my Nextdoor app. I mentioned I got some nice responses as well as the nasty one, but this one floored me. I was not prepared. A neighbor writes, "Hi, Cindy. I just wanted to take a quick moment and reach out to you and let you know that your voice of reason, empathy, strength, rationality, caring regarding several different issues on this forum has several times made me feel comforted and hopeful that there are such voices ringing out in my nearby community. You are awesome and made me smile today. Here's to speaking up and out. Have a wonderful evening, Andrea." Wow. I don't think I've ever had a letter quite so nice or a note quite that nice. I couldn't believe the words I was reading. It was so thoughtful of her to reach out to me, and it felt so good reading this. The definition of unity, I want to read this out of the dictionary. The definition of unity is the state of being united or joined as a whole for a richer and more rewarding life experience. Unity is the highest power we hold as a humanity. We are all on our own path individually, but as a collective. We're all on our own path, but together. Unity does not mean sameness. It doesn't mean, you know, that we all have to like the same things and vote the same way. That's not what it means. We can make a difference in the world by recognizing and celebrating our authentic selves. You know, I know this sounds, you know, all crazy and impossible, but when we unite, we find something in common, and humanity is our common identity. Unity lets us combine our strengths to do remarkable things in the world for all people. We can do this together. We can. It can be as simple as just being kind to a neighbor. Seriously. We appreciate your time today. One Worlder is actually a real word. Please join our group. Please subscribe to join our One Worlders group and receive a free copy of our ebook, Wisdom Along the Way. A book of inspirational notes and quotes at our website, uequalsme.org. Please leave us your feedback and let us know what you think, what you want to talk about. Please share your stories. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you. And just know that every day will not be a good day, but there's good in every day. Let's go out, One Worlders. Be kind, be brave, be you. And most of all, be safe. Until we meet again, thank you so much.